Okay, good morning, all Yiddish kinder. Today is Yud Zayin, Mar Cheshvin, which is the day that the Mabel started in the year 1656 to creation. Right? The Mabel was Yud Zayin, Mar Cheshvin, and it finished on Chof Ches Kislev. And Rashi brings, this is Yud Aleph Yomim, Shebein Shnei Salvona. It was, as they say in the language of Nissen Mendel, in the Shmuas and Mitkinder and Jugend, a keilich dikir yor, a perfect year. So today was the beginning of the Mabel. And of course we all know all the negative versions on the Mabel, that it destroyed the whole world, and the Ebesha had to make a shvua after the Mabel, that it would never destroy the world again and so forth. But in Chassidus they also bring the inyan of Mei Neach Zeis Li, that the Mabel was also inyan of Naich Ederuch, it brought Nachas Ruach to the world. And it set up the possibility for Teda and for Mashiach and so on. So in that light, I just want to tell you that today is the 15th anniversary of the launching of Inside Chassidus. I'm sorry that I'm being self-serving. I think we started in 2004. My website started today, Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvin. I think it's 15 years exactly that we started it. And last year we rejuvenated it on Gimel Shvat, which is the Rebbe spoke the Sikha of Ara Nechicha Yeh Neviyacha. So this is my life. So, Rabbi said, learning on my mesh. We cover that of Shabbos Kodesh. Pasha is Vayera, this is Maimer from Chai Yisora. As you can see, there is no Maimer from Vayera, so we're going to be going ahead. And for the record, there's one more Maimer from Lamates after this one. Next week, we're going to literally know that Pada B'Sholim. And then we're done with Lamates, because last year we did the Maimorim of Chassaneh from the Rebbe early Abyssal. So we're going to start Lamed Ches. We're going to be a little bit ahead, as Evet is happening. There's no such thing as ahead. We're always chasing ourselves anyway. This is a Maimer from Chai Yisod. And you can see on the top that the Rebbe said this Maimer four times after this. Tav Shin Mem Beis, Tav Shin Mem Hei, Tav Shin Mem Zayin, Tav Shin Mem Ches. So clearly this was a Maimer, an Inyan, Bam Rebbe was Choshev. And there's other Sikhes, Lamashal, the Sikha of the Shluchim, Chai Yisod and Beis, was the same theme as these Maimorim. Yichad Na'oban. So of course, when the Rebbe says the same Maimer over and over again, obviously, each time it's a little bit different. And I would be a liar if I told you that this morning I went through all of these four Maimorim. I just looked to see which Maimorim had this Dibur HaMaskal, but that's as far as it went. They're very similar, but I'm sure they're not identical. So why would the Rebbe say there's Elba Maimor Nochamo and Nochamo? So of course, if I knew that, well, given nicht gut, I'm nicht alles auf dem Wissen. But we all know what it says in the Ayin Gein and in other places that each of the Rabbeim had a Maimor, which they would say every two or three years, the tide is ha'avi. And the implication is that they had more than one. They had more than one. The Maimorim, the Rabbeim, you said, tide is ha'avi. And in that Rishim, the Friedrich Rebbe actually mentions by name certain Maimorim. I think that's from the Alter Rebbe, it's Heicholzu, the Pashas Mateis. From the Mittler Rebbe, it's a few program from the Rechayim. From the Tzemach Tzedek, it's Azam Maimor. From the Rebbe Marash, it's the Micha Moicha. And from the Rebbe Rashabi, mentions the Yodai Temoskler. And you can take a see. The Maimri Yadai Temoskler, you can see how the Rebbe Rashab is saying it, come up and come upon him. So, if you asked people who know the Rebbe's Maimorim, which Maimor the Rebbe repeated most often, he would answer for sure, Mocher Chedish, the Maimor from tomorrow's Rish Chedish. And after that will be Hashemayim Kisi, Rish Chedish is Maimor. But here, this is the fifth Maimor that we're learning with this Dibur HaMaskal, Amar Abach, or similar Dibur HaMaskal. I'm going to tell you the point of this Maimor before we start. It's not such a long Maimor. And like I said before, it's pretty classic, it's pretty standard. I want to tell you the nekuda of this maimed before we started, okay? The question of the maimed is why the story of the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka is told in such a yichus and repeated several times, and such a big tzimis is made out of it. And the answer is, the Rebbe introduces us in this maimed to the terms klal uprat, general and specific. Moreover, he doesn't only introduce us to the word klal uprat, the Rebbe introduces us to the term klal gadol. There are things that are uprat, the detail, there are things which are klalim, generalizations, and then there's klal gadol. And the Rebbe says, this story of the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka is a klal gadol in Yiddishkeit. Because it's a klal gadol in Yiddishkeit, it gets all the attention it gets. Why? Because even though every event, every action that a person does in his or her relationship with the Eibishter would be called Yichud Ma'oban. Yichud Ma'oban basically is a marriage between the person and Hashem. You put on tefillin as a Yichud Ma'oban. The way the Rebbe says it in the Maimed, there's the person and there's the tefillin. It's also a Yichud Ma'aban. But of course, there's the person and Hashem. But most things that we do that go under the banner of Yichud Ma'aban are called prat. This mitzvah is one prat, this mitzvah is a different prat, the third mitzvah is a third prat, and so forth and so on. You follow? Then this cloud of this story of Yofas Yechosim Shal Avdei Bati Yofas Yechim Terasim Shal Bonim, of the shidduch of Yitzchak and Rivka, the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka, is a cloud godl of the inner of Yichud Ma'aban. How does it play out? Listen, this is what I wanted to share. He says, now we do thousands of mitzvahs, thousands, millions of mitzvahs. Yeah. In other words, there are millions of events, probably hundreds of millions, billions of events that Yidden have done historically, learning Teda, doing mitzvahs and Maisim Teda, which are a Yichud Ma'aban. It's a joining to God and world. But until Mashiach comes, they remain in a state of Edison. Edison means you're married and you don't know it. That's what Edison means. A man gives his wife a ring. He goes back to yeshiva. She goes back to her family. So they're married. She's an Eishes Ish. 100%. There's no relationship. Then they come back a year later. The mishtil to a chupa. You understand? You put up a chupa, and then you have yichud, and then they have nisuin. Then they live together as a man and wife. So the Midrashim say that Elam Hazaz Edis. Now we're doing many things. We're married to the Eibishter many, 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 many times. But we're in yeshiva, and they, I don't know. The Eibishter is in yeshiva, and we're preparing for the chasana. Whoever the chasana is, whoever the kallah is. He says, by the story of Yitzchak and Rivka, the Yichud Ma'oban happened then on a level of Nisui, instead of his work. The difference between the union between Alakus and world, which is represented by the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka, and all the other phenomena of the meeting of Alakus and world, which is alternatively called Ma, which means the masculine aspect of Alakus, and Ban, the feminine aspect of Alakus, as it is in that episode versus others, is that Yitzchak and Rivka was Zechet to Nisui then. That means that Yitzchak and Rivka experienced a connection to Hashem like Mashiach came. That's the vart of this maimed that I think is unique. That most times we do good deeds, we accomplish great things, but you don't see it on this side. You understand? Mashiach is going to come, we're going to see the form, the betrothal is going to become a real marriage. But Yitzchak and Rivka, the Rebbe says, the real marriage happened b'shaita. In other words, Yitzchak and Rivka's marriage is already a year for Mashiach. That's why it's a big shtetl. I want you to do me a favor and turn to page Lamed Vav. Okay, look at the second to the last line on page Lamed Vav. I put an asterisk on either side of the page and an arrow. Second line from the bottom of page Lamed Vav, I'm reading inside. My mother right here. V'ha'inyin, you see, I'm reading inside. V'hinei mevor ba'adrushim, which says in my mother, and you're trying to look at the Torah. The echad ha'chilukim, amongst the differences, between the fusion of man and woman in Elokus terms, Ma is the masculine aspect of Elokus, and Ban means the feminine aspect of Elokus, shebemitzvah protis, as it is in the multitude of individual mitzvahs, la yichud, from this union, kvishahoya benisua yitzchak v'rivka, as it was in the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka, says the Rebbe the following, shaydeki yu mitzvah protis alimad ha-teira, we do a mitzvah, or we study teira nifurach inyan ha-edison. We're married to God, but you cannot see it. Parenthesis. But love a year in when Mashiach comes, there'll be an intimacy, a real marriage. Masha'ein came by Parashas of Eliezer, in the story of Eliezer, parenthesis, which is Yichud Yitzchak v'Rivka, the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka, which is also Ma'oban, with the Gufa Neshama Lekus and Veld, says the Rebbe Shenifel Inyan HaNesuin. It affected a marriage then. In the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka, Mashiach came. You know the famous stories with the tzaddikim, with the Mendel Vitebsker, and they say such stories with other tzaddikim, that somebody came and told them that Mashiach came, so he opened up his window, and he put out his nose, took a smell, and that Mashiach nishke kumen. Frank Develt Akashi, if he was able to smell that Mashiach didn't come, why did he have to open his window? And the answer is, because b'emel chedesh yigme Mashiach. In his Heilig Tzimin, in his holy chedesh, Mashiach already was. The story of Yitzchak and Rivka is a marriage like any other marriage. It's a mitzvah like any other marriage. It's bringing world and God together, like God and world together, like any other mitzvah. But it was b'hizgalos. That's the shtodim. Now I want you to look at the end of the same paragraph. Page Lamed Zayin, the last three lines of the paragraph. V'zehu ma sheyeshne etzak olechad v'echad. This is a moirinik avort that the Rebbe says. And this is l'chayra achidish gov. You should know by every single Jew that you have inyan yichud ma'oban b'klolus u'b'protus. Even by me and you. And the idea of the marriage of Zohar and Akeva, in other words, God and world, as it is in our personal lives, you also have it in a way that's particular, one mitzvah, another mitzvah, another mitzvah, which is general. Ki yeshnam, it's a kol echavech. By every yit, there are in yonim, there are those things, ki vishayim be'efen shel edison, how we do a mitzvah and we're married to the Eibishter, but it's formal, he's in yeshiva and we're preparing for a chasana, and then there is ki vishayim be'efen, and so the Rebbe says, by every yid now, there are things in his life which, like Mashiach, came already. It's a grois achidish. Now, the Rebbe says the Torah tells us the story of Yitzhak and Rivka. So there's two questions: why does the Torah tell us the story so long, and why? How is it a lesson for us? So the answer to the first question, why does the Torah tell to us so long, is because it's a klal and a klal gadol. Because by Yitzhak and Rivka there was actual nesuah, Mashiach came, and that marriage Mashiach came. And then the second question is, what's the lesson for us? It says that by every year there are some things in our lives that are Mashiach. Some things in our life with the idea that the Yid and the Eibishter are intimate in a revealed way are manifest. That's a moidin de kavart. And this is I suppose the answer is by each person it's different. Each person has his in yonim. We're not just doing what the Eibishter says, but you're experiencing what the Eibishter wants. The reason I'm starting the shiur with this and I'm showing this to you is because this is a big chiddush. It's a big novelty. It's a chiddush. And the question you just asked is legitimate. Where do you see in the life of every yochid gilui Mashiach? The Rebbe says you should know. By every person, there's little things in your life. By this person, it's one thing. By another person, it's a second thing. By a third person, it's a third thing. Where there's a gilui Mashiach. That's what the Rebbe is saying. And I'm not explaining, I'm simply pointing out. I'm showing you the words of the Rebbe in the mind. Okay, let's go back to the beginning and let's learn. Okay? I gave you the Nekud of the Maimed. I gave you the punchline of the Maimed. That every union of Yiddishkeit is the Yichud Ma'obah. The symbol for this whole process is the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka, which is why it's spoken about in such great detail. And the logic is, the philosophy is, because there's something called Prat, there's something called Klal, and there's something called Klal Gadol. You know what's above the Madrega of Klal Gadol? You know what's above Klal Gadol? Kol HaTeira Kula. Rabbi Kiva says, I was just Klal Gadol. Hillel says, Kol HaTeira Kula. The Rebbe doesn't go as far as saying that this Yichud Ma'oban is Kol HaTeira Kula. He says, it's a Klal Gadol. What is the expression of Klal Gadol? One of the aspects, says the Rebbe, is that by Yitzhak and Rivka Mashiach came, and that marriage was already intimacy with the Eibishter. And the Rebbe says, by each one of us, there are things in our lives where Mashiach is. Let's learn from the beginning. Omer Rabache, it says in Chazal, Rabache said, Yofasi Choson Shal Avdei Bat Yovis. The idle talk of the servants of the house of the Yovis is better. Miteirosan Shal Bona, from the Teira of the children. We have Teira. We're not talking about the Teira of the Yovis. We're not talking about the Teira of the slaves of the Yovis. We're talking about the Sicha. The shtamre, the chatter of the Avdei Bat Yovis is greater than our Teira. By the way, at the end of this maimed, the Rebbe is going to say, Ein Sicha Ella Tfila. That Sicha means davening. He's going to bring out the point that davening has a maila over Teira. Yofas Sichos, and the Tfila of the Yovis is greater than the Teira of the Bonim. And the Rebbe says, Umei Virayil Adov, and his proof is, Shalei Pacha Shalol Yezer Ebed Avram. Yezer was the son of the servant of Avram Avinu. And by the way, you should just know that in the entire Parshas Chayesara, it doesn't say the word Eliezer once. It's one of those little anomalies. In the entire story, he's called Stam Eved Avraham. We know his name is Eliezer from Vayera, from this week. And last week, no, from last week, in Parshas Lech Lecha, Eved Meshek Beisi, Huda Meshek Eliezer, there it says Eliezer's name. But in Chayesara, it just says Eved Avraham. It's Kfula B'Teira, it's written double in the Teira. And Harbe Gufei Teira, well, many halachas of Teira, Leinitnu Elabinamiza, are given only in a hint. And the Rebbe has three questions, okay? Now, Rabbi, I'm going to ask you to look at the first paragraph and see an aleph and a beis. You see, I wrote them into the paragraph and I'm reading aleph. There's questions. Madua Pashash Eliezer Huchpalab Teira. Why? Why is the story of Eliezer repeated twice? Vaharbe Gufei Teira, and many halachas of Teira, leinitnu ela ben amizr, only alluded to, or befrat particularly, shabal ha-maimer atzmer of Acha medayik, Rav Acha himself refers to the halachas as gufei Teira, and this is only shichasan, so why take is the siach, the idle talk, the supposed, the presumed idle talk of the avdei batei avos, more substantive, base. Gam tzarech l'hav. And the second question is, lama nilmad ha'inyan the yafasi chasam mipashezu. Even if you're going to say that the stories of the avos and the stories of the slaves of the avos and the stories of the talk of the avos is greater than teras shabanim, I'm sure that there was many conversations, many interactions, many events. Why this one? Of all the siach, of all the idol talk of Avdei Batei Avos, why do we choose Dafke, this example of this marriage, to be the illustration, the proof to this principle that Yafas Echosn shall Avdei Batei Avos, Yesem Etirasan Shalban? Okay? So two questions. Number one, why? And number two, why this episode? Number two, next paragraph, please. The answer is, this story of this of the marriage between Yitzchak and Rivka, which was arranged by Eliezer, who inyan klali, here's the word klal, it's not a specific thing, it's a general thing. It's not just encompassing for that time. For the generations of Yitzchak, Rivka, and Avraham, v'sara. Elo inyan klali al kol hadeir. For all generations, this story is a klal. Okay? Skip a few words. We know every single word in the Torah is eternal, and not just this story. Everything in the Torah is a lesson. Next line, hine, this itself, there's a difference. You see what I'm reading? From specific aspects of Torah to general aspects of Torah. You see, all the words I told you are written here. There are yonim and teda which are prat, there are yonim and teda which are klal, and there are yonim and teda which are klal gadol. Last line in the paragraph, or parashat zu v'inyan klali. This episode is a general idea, dugmas klal gadol, in the category of a great principle. Mekiv and parashat zu v'inyan klali. Since this is a general idea, lachein huch pa l'bateya, it's repeated twice in the teda. So Yiddishkeit has pratim and klali. Let me give you a story and an explanation and an insight, yeah? I've told the story to you, come upon him. Ravi Glukowski is a Lizunzai. Repeatedly here in 770. When he was a bacher, Ayid came into 770 to go to Rebbe Yechidus. He was a bacher, an elder bacher, Kent Lennon, a good Jew, not the Lubavitcher. So the bacher, of course, asked him why he was coming to the Rebbe. So he said, "I'm not coming to the Rebbe al tzaddik. I'm coming to the Rebbe al mekubel and chacham." They found by him in his brain some things that shouldn't be in his brain. So he wants to heal. So he understood that it says in Halakha Svarim that every part of the body corresponds to a different mitzvah. So he knows, the Rebbe knows Kabbalah. See, Poshet wants the Rebbe to tell him which mitzvah is connected to the brain, so he can be mahadir in this mitzvah and heal his brain through Torah, through mitzvahs. Amorin dekechsidish ederhed. Anyway, he went into the Rebbe, he came out of the Rebbe, and the Bachram circled him. Vosa the Rebbe Yudah, what did the Rebbe say? And the Rebbe told him, Mazah Alosh, Mazah Toich. The Moyach is an Eivir Kloli. The brain is a general limb. But male daf mahabma mitzvah cloth is to have a general mitzvah. And the Rebbe told him to be mahadir in the mitzvah of Hashgacha Pratis. That was the answer. And of course it meant being mahadir in seeing Hashgacha Pratis. What's the pshat? We have Ramach Eved and Meshach Agidim. Ramach Eved, 248 limbs. Limbs, yeah? You know what's not included in 248 limbs? The brain, the eyes, the tongue, the heart, the lungs, the liver, the spleen, the kidneys, the intestines, and on and on and on. All the Evarim Pnimiyim that Chazal call Evarim Shanisham Atluya Behem are not included in the Machavir. The Sefer Yetzirah talks about them, but not the Mishnah in Ohalas. Why? Because they have no bone. To be an Eved, you have to have a bone. So the Ramach Evedim correspond to the Ramach Mitzvahs, correspond to the Ramach Evedim, and don't correspond to those limbs, organs that you can't live without. What's the Hasbara Shebedavim? Because mitzvahs are pratim, you understand. And there's something called mitzvahs klolias. Klolias dika mitzvahs. What's the klolias dika mitzvah? Hashgacha pratis, like the Rebbe told him. In the Likutei Torah, Pashas Bolok, the Alter Rebbe says, what's the klolias dika mitzvah? Tefillah. Right? In other places in Chassidus, it's brought, what's the klolias dika mitzvah? Tshuva. In other places in Chassidus, what's the klolias dika mitzvah? Emura. They're not from the Ramach Eved. They're more important than mitzvahs aseh, but they're not in the Ramach Eved. They're in yonim klolim. You follow what I'm saying? So the Rebbe says Yitzchak and Rivka is an Indian quality. This is Ramach Eivirim, which corresponds to Ramach Mitzvahs. These are Pratim. This is a Klal Gadol. It's a Mitzvah and it's a Deiraisa, but it's not Beminyan Ramach because it's above it. And the Rebbe continues number 3. And the Rebbe explains. But first, the Rebbe goes into Ruchnias. Here's how it goes. Omer Razal, it says in Medrash, Ha'aves hein hein amerkav. The aves are a chariot. Ubavur, but Tanya says in Tanya, Shekol levereim kulam, all of their limbs. Ha'yudeshim, umavdolim, and yana ilmazeh, were holy and removed from matters of the material. V'leinasu mekaval rak l'ratzen ha'elyin levadeh, they did not become a chariot for anything other than the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol yameihim. All the days of their lives. And of course, the diuk is kol levereim and kol yameihim, every part of their body and all of their days. Especially, what the Aviz did their avoda. It's all spiritual, wasn't physical. So the Aviz were called the Merkava because they served Hashem in every aspect of their bodies, but their service was Ruchnias and not Gashmias. We do Gashmias, they didn't do Gashmias, they did Ruchnias. Zen movement teaches us, Shagam Hashid, the top of Lamed Haina. The shidduch of Yitzchak and Rivka is in Yeruch, it's a spiritual thing. But before, about the Rishon Lezion, it says, the shidduch, the Yitzchak and Rivka, Baruchnias, the union of Yitzchak and Rivka, spiritually, is Kibur Shem Ban, it's the joining of the name Ban, the Shem Matama. Ban is 52, which is the Gematria Behema. Ma is 45, which is the Gematria Adam. And it's the union between God and world. In every facet, right? You have Yichud Kutcha Brichu, Shinto, Yichud Yutke Bevavke, Yichud. Yud with the K and the Vav with the K and Yud with Vav. There's 1,000 Yichudim in Kabbalah. Every Yichud in Kabbalah is a higher level, which is a spiritual level, and a lower level, which is a more worldly level, which is called Mahaba. You do a mitzvah, it's a Yichud, you be in the world. In a marriage, a man and a woman. Oh, they're going to say later in the Mahaba, like I told you, a person and Tfilm will be the Ban, and the person will be the Ma. So in Yiddishkeit, there's tons of Mahaba. But by the Ovis, it was spiritual. Now the Rebbe is trying to indicate that the fact that by the Ovis it was spiritual is actually advantageous. Yitzchak and Rivka begin as Ma'aban. Yitzchak and Rivka represent the masculine and feminine aspects, the mashpia and the kabbal aspects. At the Ma'aban that tik all the way till Atikamen, like it says in the Maimonides. V'inyan akiru v'ashiduch v'yichud b'nei. They're coming close and they're binding formally and binding actually between them is yichud Ma'aban b'tachat them. Is it the perfect, most comprehensive and complete union between God and world? You should know that in their marriage, the shleimus is not only a shleimus which you can have now. Their marriage includes the shleimus of Yichud Ma'aban, and it's going to be when Mashiach comes. Because what happens when Mashiach comes depends upon us. You see, I already told you, I showed you later in the Maimon what the Rebbe is going to say, is that in the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka, Mashiach came. Be'ezgalus, it was Nisui, not Edis. And that's what makes it an Indian club. And the Rebbe concludes, Vizel, this is the Pshat in the Imam Chazal Yofas, the Chazal Shal Adi Yofas, the Death of Shalbon. Because the Ovis were in Merkava. And because they're in Merkava, they're totally bottled out of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they brought the Abish into the world through this medium, it's become very important for us. But Lachain, and therefore four lines from the end of the paragraph, I decol, La Prat, the Mam Supon, and Bapash, when you learn this story with all of its details in Bajat Chayesod. Ki Emel Yazer, as a Shlichas, he fulfilled his mission. He brought a wife back for Yitzchak. Hashem gave him success. He made the formal marriage and also the real marriage, Yichud Ma'aban, which is a general idea, and that's why Yafas Yichas. So the Rebbe says Yitzchak and Rivka's marriage is an Inyan Klali and a Klal Gadol. And as I showed you earlier, it's something that by them there was already an Inyan of Nisuin. They already had Mashiach. That's why this is told in the Torah. Ach, number 4, however, the problem is that I'm Tzadok Lahav. Hare b'chol mitzvah, mitzvah, shigam kin chibur de ma'avan. Every mitzvah has a chibur ma'avan. Because the chol mitzvah, she'adam, she'yeshnei ha'adam, ha'eses ha'mitzvah. Anytime you do a mitzvah, there's the person. V'yeshnei ha'inyan ha'adavid, there's the thing, the artifact. And these two components, the person and the thing, are the ma'avan. The person would be the ma'av, the mitzvah, and the ban would be the mitzvah itself. So the question therefore becomes, why do we make such a big tzimis of Yitzchak and Rivka? Every time I put on film, or I make a brach, or I say Kriyas Shema, or I act like a Yid, I'm making a Yichud Ma'aban, just like they did. What's the tenets? Next paragraph. Ach, Inyan Hu, number 5, the end of the page. The B'chol HaMitzvahs, Hinyizeu Inyan Prat. Like all other mitzvahs, you take a credit, you get ma'aban, but in an aspect, like in one part of the body. Mashayin can be pasha shalei Elias. In the story of Elias, the Hayez Eitzel Avram, by Avram Avinu, the Echatay Avram, the Ve'et, and Leyes Yitzchak turned to page Lamed Vav Lehashem Gevet Yitzchak Avinu. And therefore, there had to be by Tzadok, Leyes Ve'ar Bezadim, Kala Prat Mepruah, Vugu, 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 therefore, Kashen Hoya Iyin Zeb, Pa'am Ali Shein, when for the very first time there was this phenomenon of Yichud Ba'oban, says the Rebbe Hayim, the Nenis, it was the first of all, Shemen, Rudim Shachim, Achakach, Kol Adeidus, Aboim, all future generations in Pashat, depend on them. Yachad and Kol Ha'aveidus, Shabadeidus, Aboim, with all the work we do. In AIDS, it's another thing, Shahoyah, Zeb, Pa'am Ali Shein, it was the first time. And therefore, it's written in such detail. Okay? And then the Rebbe finishes in the bracket, Shahi Aves, Hayden, and Markova, and the Imois, with the other deals. Now, Rabbi said, I want to put a word in here, which is not here, but it's very important in my opinion. If you go back to the bottom of Lamed Daled, last line, I circled the word Beruchnias. The Rebbe makes it very clear that even though Yitzchak and Rivka is an Indian clothing, it's a big deal. And it's the basis for every kind of mitzvah that a person does, or every kind of Torah a person learns, which is in the category of Yichud Me'alban. They're the same thing. But, on the other hand, by Yitzchak and Rivka, it was only spiritual. There was no physicality to the Yichud Me'adruchnias. By also could be Gash music. So there is an advantage of how we do it over how they did it. But it's still true that what they did was the cloud goggle for this whole phenomenon. And as I showed you also earlier, by them there was already the Nisuin. And you don't have to wait for Mashiach to come to have that Nisuin. For these two reasons, they are told in such arichas because they're different than any other prat. Okay? Questions or comments? No questions, no comments, we proceed. Number 6, page Lamed Vav, number 6. Vehine. This is interesting. You know what's interesting? Because when you finish this, you ask yourself, Take, what exactly is the Rebbe's Eira? Punkt Vav, not the Rebbe, go. Ha! It says in Chazal, Ma'is Ove Simen Laban, right? The Ramban brings it. That everything that happened to the Ove is a Simen for us. And I want you to know that the Rebbe in some Sichas says, that Maisa of is Simen Labonim is not the same thing as Taylor Lashon Hero. Know that? In Chelik, look at the Sikhs, Chelik Vav Lech Lecha, the Rebbe says, Taylor Lashon Hero means it's a lesson practically. Maisa of is Simen Labonim doesn't mean it's a practical lesson, it's just simply a sign for our future. And the Rebbe struggles with reconciling Maisa of is Simen Labonim with Taylor Lashon Hero. So the Rebbe here puts them together. Sheyashnam is a Hero. If Maisa of a Simen Labonim, automatically et cetera. Here the Rebbe doesn't show the distinction between the two. That Sikh is based on the Ramban in Lech Lecha, where he explains Barichas in Maisa of a Simen Labonim. And the Rebbe argues that the way the Ramban explains Maisa of a Simen Labonim is different than Teira Lashon Hira. But the Ramban is not here this morning, so we're going to say that they're the same. It says the Rebbe, Maisa of a Simen Labonim, the acts of the fathers and the mothers, the sign for the children, Ubemela, Yeshna, Vezehira, and Nitzchias is a lesson. I'll call out as kulam for all generations, for all of us, spiritually and material. Third line, the emikra yeitze midepshute. We know that when the Tater speaks, it means things literally, and he brings the shas the tshuva sarash. Whether the Tater doesn't speak in riddles and hints, it says what it means, and more importantly, it means what it says. Skip the bracket. Five lines, four lines. She was a movement which indicates the parsha shel Elias, this story of Elias, and the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka. So first of all, Ha'isagam kipshutam shalvam, it happened physically. V'lachein ha'irabaz, and therefore the lesson, tzadach li'isgam bipshutam shalvam, the lesson has to be practical for us as well. Gam b'inyonim gashmim, even the physical parts of our lives. U'befrat, apiyam avur b'tanya, especially when it's written in Tanya. Sure. She'esh chilek b'masha avet hein hein hem rakav, there's a big difference between how the others were rakav. How we are a Merkava, is that movement which indicates Shahiro, Misipur, that the lesson of the story. To those of us who follow them, Tzadokli is Gam Ben Yonim Gashmim, it can't just be spiritual, it has to be physical and actual. We learn from the others that even though by them everything was Ruchnias, and Ma'aban was also Ruchnias, by us, the Ibishta gives us Simin Laban, and the Ibishta gives us Hira from Teira, from their Avoida, but he does it not just in a ruchniyistic way, but also in a gashmiyistic way. Okay? So I'm now 8 lines from the bottom of the paragraph, page Lamed Vav, middle paragraph. Shebishah shalemid inyan b'teira. A person studies an idea of teira. Or a Makayim mitzvah fulfilled the mitzvah. In the middle, the Rebbe mentions Avot Yisrael. Skip the parentheses. Hine. There's a nifal, he creates a yuchad ma'oban, he creates a union between the Eibishter and the world, v'yimashu ba'atika, until it comes into this world. And the Rebbe says in the last few lines, Atchem Eskayim Mashakosav, V'ayu Ayemu Yad Hashem Echad Shmei Echad. Now, we say Hashem's name Adnan, and we write Hashem's name Yudke Vavke. When Mashiach comes, the Gemara says, Kifish Ani Nichtav, Ani Nikra, we're going to read the Siddur the way it's written. In other words, you can actually say Hashem's name and not just Adnai. So the Rebbe says that the Yichud Ma'oban is similar, is the same idea as Havayil, that you're going to be Miyachet. Ma'oban, so there should be Nikra Kamesh Nichtav, it should be read as it is written. So even though it's not happening now, it gives a koyach for it. So what's the lesson? The lesson is, I'm not Yitzchak, I'm not Rivka, but I'm a Yid. I'm not Yitzchak, I'm not Rivka, I can't bring cosmic unions into this world of Ma'oban as they did, but I can do a mitzvah, I can do something, and when I do something, I bring the Eibish into the world in a specific way. So the simple Hira is, Yitzchak, Loi Alecha Hamalacha Ligmer, what's the next statement? V'lei Ata Ben Chayrin Li Batal Mimeno Li Potter Mimeno. You can't do the whole job, but that doesn't mean you can't do anything. You do what you can do, you must do. So yeah, Yitzchak and Rivka did it on a very high level, but of course they did it only Baruch Nias. We are doing it on a much lower level. We get to choose what we're able to do, and what we're able to do, we must do. And that's Yichud Ma'oban as it is by us. Okay? So if I ask you again, what's the lesson of this Maimir that the Rebbe teaches us? The lesson is, everybody has to know that when they learn Torah and doing mitzvahs, they're doing something similar to the others. You're talking if make a Yichud Ma'oban, even though it's in a very small way. Okay? But now goes the second point. That not only can we all make a Yichud Ma'oban in a small way, we can actually have Mashiach in a small way. The Rebbe is going to say in the next paragraph that each one of us can, in some aspects of our lives, have Mashiach now. That's what it says. Clearly. Okay? I'm reading this again. I read this with you at the beginning of the Maimon, we're reading it again. Just like the whole 6,000 years is a collection of many millions of Jews who are all told, learn Torah, do mitzvahs, and make a Yichud Pratif Ma'oban. Says the Rebbe, it's true of each individual. The nefesh achas miyisrael elamal, because every person is a whole world. That is nishlain tzedikin. I learned perikecha la yemei ramba. So until chasritzeach, ha? The Gemara says, "Ufiichach nibra ha'adam yachidi." Or maybe it's a Mishnah. Man was created alone. That a kol ha'makayim nefesh achas miyisrael kilu kiyim elamali. If you sustained a yid, you gave life to the whole world. And someone who does not give sustenance to a yid is the opposite of destroying the whole world. So the Rebbe says, "Kainu gabav es lechav yisod lam shmiyach yisod kolam." The inyan of the dinim. Mevor ba'drushim in the Maimonim, it says that in addition to the first point of this mind, that the difference between the yichud ma'aban and yitzchak and rivka, and the difference in yichud ma'aban and me, when I go outside into the street and there's a lady asking me for quarters and I give her one. What's the difference? So the first difference is that Yichud Ma'aban is an Inyan Klali with Moedinika Kavana, and what we do is an Inyan Prati with very deficient Kavana. But there's another difference. What they did brought the Gili of Mashiach into the world, the Pale. Says that Abba us it also exists in a microcosmic way. Just like it's in terms of work. Oh, wait, but Inyan, second line from the bottom. Amongst the differences. But in Yichud Ma'aban, the unity of Zachar and Akeva, Shabbi Mitzvahs, Prati, so happens individual mitzvahs. La Yichud, from the same union, top of Lamed Zayin, now please. Kefi Shahoye ben Yisrael Yitzchak v'Rivka, as if Zayin Rivka, says the Rebbe, Shaydei Kiyah Mitzvahs, Prati, so Limud HaTeira, when I do individual mitzvahs, when I'm studying Teira, so before we said it's only a Prat. Now the Rebbe says, Nifal Rak Inyan Heiris. A Yid marries the Eibishter and he doesn't know it. No. So what's the benefit of being married to the Eibishter if you don't know it? The benefit is you're not allowed to marry anybody else. And if you marry somebody else, it's a Avodah Zarah. So you start saying, wait a minute, I'm married to the Eibishter and I don't know it. It becomes very difficult, but that's the way it works. Asher kedishonu b'mitzvesa v'tzivonu cha'asala akula alma kehektish. It says in Tanya Perek Mevav, Hashem gave us mitzvahs, and through these mitzvahs we're married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're betrothed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as they say it, by all the chuppahs at the wrong time, to the exclusion of all others. You know what that's the exclusion of others? When the guy puts the ring on the girl's finger, the chazan should announce, to the exclusion of all others, it's this man and this woman and nobody else. But you don't feel it, which makes it difficult. Says the Rebbe, Mashen, Kirapasha Shalli Yazir, Rebbe, the story of Yazir, Rivka, Nifal Inyan Hanisui. They were married then. In other words, they had Mashiach then. They experienced the Elokus then. Lachain also love what the Gemara says. A very interesting interpretation of the Gemara. Yemu liyitchak atavin. After Mashiach comes, the Yidna gets a pasuk in Tanakh. We're going to say Avraham lo yadainu, v'Yakev lo yatirenu. Leimu liyitchak avi atav. Mashiach is going to come. We're going to say I don't know Avraham. Yankev, we don't recognize, and we're going to say to Yitzchak, you're our father. Why? So a lot of the Maimonim explained the reason why Mashiach comes. We're going to say Yitzchak at Avinu because the Golus was Gvura. The Golus was Gvura, Yitzurim. And the Inyan of Yitzchak is Gvura. And since Mashiach comes because we went through Golus, so after Mashiach comes, we have to celebrate how we got to Mashiach. We got to Mashiach because of Tzadis. We got to Mashiach because of Nisyanis. We got to Mashiach because of Tshuva. Thus Allah says Yitzchak. That's what you can say about Yitzchak. Leim el Yitzchak at Avinu. Here the Rebbe gets a different shot. That by Yitzchak and Rivka, the Gilia Mashiach happened in their marriage. And after Mashiach comes, we're all going to be in that matzev. We're also going to have a marriage with the Eibishter that is an intimacy. So we're going to refer to the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka as the setup for that marriage. So the Rebbe says, "Tikeshem shahaya b'nisso Yitzchak v'Rivka," just like in the physical marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka, shahaya yichad ma'abam batika, they became unified. V'achach nemshach zala matkamz into this world, like it says, "Emikesh v'leipshutim." Says the Rebbe, "Nikeinu v'chol ha'elam," 6-7 lines on top of page. Lamed zag. This is the whole world. Begilu liyosad lam. The Mashiach comes. Oz yihye. Inyan ha'nesuin. Mashiach is going to come. We're going to be formally married. In other words, it's going to be niked begolu. You're going to see clearly. V'chol inyani teiru mitzvah se. Anytime you do a mitzvah, you're going to experience the getlachait of that mitzvah. V'bamakam acham amakemis. The Mashiach comes in Begila Lakus. Says the Rebbe, Zehu, Mashiachni, it's a kolechad ve'echad. By every single person, every one of us, there is this thing in a small way. Kvishayim be'efet shal edus, as we're betrothed, kvishayim be'efet in a sunnah, we're actually married. And of course, the Rebbe's message is that not only is Maisa of a simon levanim, because the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka is a klal, and what we do is a prat. And the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka is a nisuin, and we do as a prat. But by every year, there are certain things in his life which is Mashiach, which is interesting. In other words, as much as we struggle with Yiddishkeit, there's things about Yiddishkeit that not only we don't struggle with them, we're very comfortable, and they make us feel very uplifted. And that is the bechina of sichas of avdi bati aves, as it is by a person. So the Rebbe now continues. Vihine. Now that we explain, and I guess I would put it in these words: the two differences between the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka and all the marriages. Number one. That the Ma'abam was Eifim Kholi versus Eifim Pratim. Number two, there was an Inyan of Nisui, not just Edison. And the Rebbe says, in a microcosm, we have that in our mitzvahs as well. The Rebbe finishes, this idea of mitzvahs Kholi is you have in Zman. What is mitzvahs Kholi is in Zman?
Tishrei. And he explains, Chayanyanim b'klolus heim b'chedish Tishrei. That everything in Yiddishkeit, as it plays itself out in time,
our life is set up that in Tishrei you have the cloud for the whole year. The whole month of Tishrei is a cloud for the whole year. You know why? Because the whole month of Tishrei has a cloud which comes before it, which is Rosh Hashanah. So there is analyzed Rosh Hashanah. What's Rosh Hashanah? It's a day like any other. But it's not a day like any other. Similarly, the Yichud Ma'oban is a day like any other, and it's not a day like any other. The Rosh Hashanah, Tzaruch Li Yisi, Yinak HaBalas, the life of Klal, Rosh Hashanah, we accept Hashem's kingdom on a level of Klal. Which means our acceptance of Hashem, as Chassidus would explain it, is not Kabbalah, Seil Mitzvah, it's Kabbalah, Seil Ma'al Hashemayim. A person can commit to Hashem's mitzvahs. If a person commits to Hashem's mitzvahs, he's making 613 separate commitments to each mitzvah separate. When a person is making a commitment to the Eibishter himself, he's making one commitment. So Rosh Hashanah and Tishrei represent this. V'hine. Chaydesh Tishrei Tchilasu Rosh Hashanah Tchitzav Gid Rosh Hashanah. Shashanah Tzarech Liyaz Kabbal Seh Beifim Klali. Rosh Hashanah Kabbal Seh Klali. Asher B'chal Hashanah. Even though a whole year. Tzarech Liyaz Gam Kinyin Kabbal Seh. A whole year you have to have Kabbal Seh. The foundation of being Yiddish is Kabbalah Seil. Mikomakim still, even though you always have to have Kabbalah Seil, ain't a magil like Kabbalah Seil Kholi. The Kabbalah Seil Roshon is much higher because it's an even cloud. Okay? Continues the Rebbe on line 6. This general avoid of Kabbalah Seil touches all Jews. Shehiyu b'maymu d'masa shal avdi avis, which be like the avis servants, which are makabel teratz and helyein, that we should be in the service of HaKadosh Baruch. So Shoshana creates Kabbalah Seil al Kol HaShana Kul. And the idea that Hashanah creates Kabbalah Seil al Kol HaShana Kul is an Indian cloud. It says in my Maimonides and Sichos, Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be careful what you say, and how little you sleep, and how little you eat, and how little you do, and Shutin, your whole life has to be tilim because the whole avodah is Kabbalah Seil, and it's a Kabbalah Seil klali for Kol HaShana Kul. It doesn't reach the general Kabbalah Seil which have in Rosh Hashanah. To work of a person. The Rebbe avodah klali to this general service. It affects every single Jew. Skip the parentheses. For you, it should be like the slaves of the Ovid. See, just the other side of the coin. The Ovid are Merkava, and you know they're Evod. What's an Evod? Ki Kaspehu. We belong to Avraham Avinu. And I got to tell you, belonging to Avraham Avinu was a little bit different than belonging to a southern homesteader. In the south, they didn't have industry. Right? That's why they lost the war, the civil war. They had farms. That was very, very rural, very agricultural. But they had a whole beautiful, what do they call it? To this day they call it Southern hospitality. You know what Southern hospitality means? I sit and rest, and I sip whiskey or brandy or some other mashke at a beautiful mahogany table, this gorgeous, gorgeous room. Because they got slaves who are to me like a cow that I pay nothing, that I whip to do my bidding so that I could look like a nice person. That's my version of Southern hospitality. Anyway, but we're not going to talk about Southern hospitality. A slave belongs to his master. He belongs to his master. Master owns it. But when your slave is a Southern guy who sits in his house and drinks brandy if it rains with his friends and comes out to the field with a whip and beats up his slaves, you know how it was in the slave world? They had different classes of slaves. The most fit slaves, the most healthy slaves, they would beat them. They were careful never to injure them. They wouldn't break their arms. They wouldn't break their legs because they needed their labor. And then the slaves on the getoiked. Then they would shoot to frighten the. You understand? The slaves that they needed for work, they didn't. They would make. They had scars on their back, but they made sure the arms and legs were kind of schlepping. You understand? But that's not how it is when your master is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu had an eved. It was Eliezer. Eliezer, it says in Midrashim, was the son of Nimre. Do you know that? It says in Midrashim, Eliezer of Nimre, that the Torah says, Nimre gibber tzai lefnei havaya. You want to talk about a rebellious person? Call him Merida. Why? Because the first Merida, the word Merida doesn't mean rebel. The Merida means like Nimre. The Nimre was a rebel. You know, like the word Apocatus. Where's the word Apocatus come from? There was a man whose name was Apocatus. And he lived a life apikursus, is givar apikatus. It became a noun. The same is true of Nimrod. Eliezer was his son. Nimrod was a king. So Eliezer was entitled to be al ganse yachir b'dam. He chose to belong to Avraham Avinu as a commodity. Now how do you sell yourself as a slave is a question for Rabbanim and Halacha. But he was a slave of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu owned him like you own chickens before you shecht them like a kaporis. You understand? He owned Eliezer. But he's called Eved Neman. Avram trusted him, and it says in Chazal, "Deilu mashke v'teidas rabbi lacher." What was the servitor of Eliezer? He poured him a glass of tea. No, he chazed chsidis. Eliezer Eved Avram repeated the teira that Avram Avinu said. So what's the kula of an Eved? You do whatever your master wants. You belong to your master. Tainuke Eved, the Tainuke Adam. Whatever your master wants, you want. Whatever the master enjoys, you enjoy. Because you're so submissive, so buttle to the Eibishter. That's even Kabbalah Seil. Rosh Hashanah, this is an Eifin of Klal. Every day it's an Eifin of Prat. Yeah? And it's similar to Eliezer. He was also an Eved. So just like this story of the marriage of Yitzhak and Rivka. Now, of course, you all know that in the Rebbe Sikha, sometimes we talk about the marriage of Yitzhak and Rivka is about Yitzhak and Rivka. Here it became about Eliezer. The Shatran, right? The one who brought them together. This general service of Reish Hashanah. Each one, a slave to the others is a good zach. Just like being slave to a southern goy is a schlechte zach, being slave to the aveza elam is a good zach, right? Like a slave, it ever brings eved melech melech. Eved melech melech. You're a slave of a king. You're a king. That's what a yid is. Eved melech melech. But it begins with the word eved. Says the Rebbe, Shahoyu Merkava L'Ratzon Ha'Elyon. The Aves were a chariot for Elokus. Shahoyu B'Teilim R'Ratzon Ha'Elyon Kipitel HaMerkava L'Reichav. Total bill of nullification. And then they had Avodim who were battled to them. And every Yid wants to be like the Avodim of the Aves, a slave to the Eibishter. Vayadei Zeshayim B'Teilim, through their Bittel, Nifal, it affects, first of all, Tamlechuni Aleichem, Hashem becomes a king over Yidden. And second of all, Malech HaKol Ha'elam Kuleid, Eivishta becomes the king of the world. Now I want to tell you, Rosh Hashanah is an angefallen and Rosh Hashanah is a funny fit. Rosh Hashanah is a funny fit. Kislev. And the Rebbe is going back to Rosh Hashanah. So why the Rebbe does this, I don't know. But this I want to tell you, that in the Maimon that we learned this past Tishrei, one of the things the Rebbe said several times, particularly in the Maimir about Haluas Hashem Kol Goyim, the Shemina Tzenes Maimir, that the kingship of Hashem starts dafka with Yidden, and from Yidden he becomes the king over the whole world. There's two things. Tamlechuni aleichem, the king over the Yidden, and second of all, Malech aleichem kulev. Says the Rebbe, says, Nasai tamlechuni aleichem dafka. First, Hashem becomes the king over you, al Yisrael. Shem aimed him a bitl al melech, which are totally batl HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through the Yidden, the Eibishter becomes a melech over the whole world. Says the Rebbe, 10 lines in the bottom of the page, v'zeo, that's the pshat in the mashkos in the medesh. Yof ha-sichoson, the word sicha circled. Dafke. Now, according to what we just said, what yof ha-sichoson, the emphasis is not on the word siach. The emphasis is on the word avde. Yof ha-sichoson shall avde bat yavis. It's better the talk of a yid who so bottled to Avraham Avinu that because of the bit of Avraham Avinu, he's also a merkava felikus. So the diak is not the word siach, sicha. The word is avde. Says the Rebbe, no. You become an eved. You become avde, but the avos through sicha. Let's keep reading. Ki avedas Rosh Hashanah, the service of Rosh Hashanah. Skip the parenthesis. He beinyin hatfilah v'hatachadun. It's in prayer and pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, it's to me interesting that the Rebbe in Mitncha Yisrael, it's 2 months after Rosh Hashanah, has this whole Biur and Rosh Hashanah. There's a reason why the Rebbe goes back, not just Bekitz and Imrit, but this whole paragraph is about Reish Hashanah. And there's Epis, Dvarim Begoy, because I guess Rosh Hashanah is the cloud godel of the year, just like the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka is the cloud godel for Yichud Ma'obad. But the Rebbe says, K'meshe Kosuk, Mevur, Ba'achreinim, Uposkim, Mekal, says in Svarim, that even a Yid, that's Ikir and Yonei Teda, in Elul, he learns less, and he davens more. Because in davening, you become an eved of the Eibishter. Davening makes you an eved of the Eibishter. Davening is called Avoida. Torah, Avoida, and Gemil Chassadim. In davening, you have eved of Hashem. In other words, in davening, you have the union of klal, Kabbalah self, for everything else. It says, the Rebbe, she tefillin and kras b'shem sicha. Davening is called sicha. K'mei shekos l'pashat seidu, in our passion. In Pashat Chayisod, at the end it says, Vayetze Yitzchak Lashuach, Lasuach Pasode, and the Gemara says, it's Yitzchak Lashuach, right? Avram David Tfilah Shachris, and then Aim and Lifnei Adishem. Yitzchak David Tfilah, Mincha Vayetze Yitzchak Lashuach Pasode, Yankiv David Tfilah Smayriv, right? Vayivka Vamokin Ki Bo HaShemesh, right? Vayivka Ein Pagia Ela Tfilah, Ein Sicha Ela Tfilah, each one of the others David, Avram David Shachris, it's called Amida. You daven Mincha, it's called Sicha. Yaakov daven Ma'ariv, and it's called Pgiya. So Sichas Batayavis means, how does an Eved become an Eved through Tefillah? How do you become an Eved of the Ovis, who's a Makabah for the Kus, and therefore, Mevet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through davening? Vayidei, Avedis HaTefillah, the work of davening, Shu'ikir Avedis HaKadosh Tishrei, which is dominant in the month of Tishrei. And the Rebbe again throws in something else, which is very Tishrei dik. Shezeo gam inyan avedis ha-tshuva. It's also inyan ha-tshuva. Nifal achakacha inyan beifem din isuit. We affect intimate marriage. Actual marriage. And then the Rebbe says in Yiddish, aseved shoyin de geula. The geula happens shoyin. Elo Narvaden, Jezeo Lamad, this happens Lamailo, Un Sivat Evdem Gila. It's waiting to be revealed. She Achach Lamato to be in this world, Tugmar Abirurim, like the marriage, but Pashtas Nelmazah Tachtin, which is accomplished about the others until Vayinochem, until Va'arbe Ezari. So, I guess what you would say is this. In this Maimir, there's two reasons why the story of Yitzchak and Rivka is so important. First of all, because it's the klal for the Peratim, klal Godel. Second of all, because they already had the Nisuin. And we have to learn from them the Iyan HaNisuin. And now the Rebbe brings that we compare this to Reish HaShanah, and we extract another aspect. That we have to be Avdei Batei Yavis through Kabbalah Seil and Tefillah and Tshuva. Okay? Says the Rebbe, Vezen, page Lamed Chesna. Vezen, Nesen, Ker, Gam, Lebonim, it empowers the children, skip the parenthesis. Vajanim, Shech, Achachach, Besichos, and Shalbonim, our Sicha. What's the Sicha of the children? Tefillah. Shehu, B'mayim, D'matzad, Avodim. Through our davening, we become Knecht of Kabbalah Seil to the Eibishter on the levels of Oifen of Eved Poshut and Eved Neman with the Milas of each. And then the Rebbe says, Vezenim, Shech, Achachach, Potatim. After a Yid becomes a slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tefillah, it comes into his Torah, and the Rebbe says something which is a little bit hard to understand. It's B'Torah and Ayodei HaTorah. We become slaves of Hashem in Torah and through Torah. Kimadua become Kavim Pam. Even though, according to this Maimon, Tefillah is more of an Inyan of Abdus than Torah, and the Rebbe says, why? Sharegam Inyan Zegufa, this idea of Yafasi Chosan Shal Avdei Oves Midrasan Shabbanim, the idea that davening makes you a slave, and therefore, Merkava Falakus, and the Yichud Ma'al Ba'al, and Eifel Nisuin, we learn it because in the Torah it says Yafasichosan. And since the Torah teaches us Yafasichosan, so Torah has to have the Ma'ilo of Ein Sicha El Tefillah also. Or Kolosh Na'medesh Anal, Shari Pashas, El Yezek, Fula B'Teira, V'Harbe Gufei Teira, Lenitum Ela B'Remiza. So the Rebbe says, we know that Abdus is through Tefillah, but because the Abdus is through Tefillah is written in Teirah, so Abdus is with Tefillah as Teirah as well. And then he finishes with the third thing. So we finish the Maimah by saying that you become an Eved through Sicha, which means Tefillah, through Sicha, which means Teirah, and through Sicha, which means Tshuva. The Rebbe mentions specifically the Yiv Tshuva Yalah, and then it brings the Zayah, that Mashiach also la Sova Tzadikai, but Yufta, that after Mashiach comes, there'll be a new union of Tshuva, even for Tzadikim. And the Rebbe finishes, Va'oz Nemala Yitzchak Ata Avinu, Begula Amitis Vashem, and then Mashiach, the Kain, the taken from Yad Mamish.